DeepEnglish.com.
Ziryab is known as the slave who changed the world. What is Ziryab known as? Ziryab is known as the slave who changed the world. His real name was Abdul al-Hasan. He was born in Persia in 789 AD. What was his real name? His real name was Abdul al-Hasan. Where was he born in 789 AD? He was born in Persia in 789 AD. He was nicknamed Ziryab, which means blackbird, because of his dark complexion and the sweetness of his voice. What does Ziryab mean? Ziryab means blackbird. Why was he nicknamed Ziryab? He was nicknamed Ziryab because of his dark complexion and the sweetness of his voice. Ziryab was born into slavery and served the Caliph Harun al-Rashid in Baghdad. Was Ziryab born into royalty or into slavery? Ziryab was born into slavery. Did he serve the Caliph Harun al-Rashid in Rome or in Baghdad? He served the Caliph Harun al-Rashid in Baghdad. Baghdad was the world's center for culture, art, and science, and its ruler was a renowned music lover. Where was the world's center for culture, art, and science? Baghdad was the world's center for culture, art, and science. Was its ruler a renowned animal lover? No, its ruler wasn't a renowned animal lover. Its ruler was a renowned music lover. Ziryab was a trained musician and spent all his days learning the songs of his master. Was Ziryab a trained dancer? No, Ziryab wasn't a trained dancer. Ziryab was a trained musician. What did Ziryab spend his days doing? Ziryab spent his days learning the songs of his master. One day, Harun summoned Ziryab to sing for him. Why did Harun summon Ziryab? Harun summoned Ziryab to sing for him. The Caliph asked Ziryab what songs he could sing. What did the Caliph ask Ziryab? The Caliph asked Ziryab what songs he could sing. The songbird replied, "I can sing what the other singers know. Yet, if your majesty permits, I'll sing for you what human ears have never heard before." Did the songbird reply that he could sing what the other singers know? Yes, the songbird replied that he could sing what the other singers know. Did he also say, "I'll sing for you what human ears have never heard before"? Yes, he also said, "I'll sing for you what human ears have never heard before." Ziryab greatly impressed Harun, but Ziryab's music teacher, Ishak, became fiercely jealous of his skill. Was Ziryab impressed? No, Ziryab wasn't impressed. Harun was impressed. Who became fiercely jealous of Ziryab's skill? Ziryab's music teacher, Ishak, became fiercely jealous of Ziryab's skill. He gave him a terrible choice: leave Baghdad or die. What terrible choice did he give him? He gave him the terrible choice to leave Baghdad or die. With the money Ishak gave him to disappear forever, Ziryab left Baghdad. What did Ziryab leave Baghdad with? Ziryab left Baghdad with money Ishak gave him. Why did Ishak give him money? Ishak gave him money to disappear forever. He traveled to the Middle East and North Africa. Where did he travel? He traveled to the Middle East and North Africa. There he made a name for himself as a master musician. What did he make a name for himself as? He made a name for himself as a master musician. His final destination was Spain, a place thought to be a backwater of the Arabic Empire. Where was his final destination? His final destination was Spain. Was Spain thought to be the center of the Arabic Empire? No, Spain wasn't thought to be the center of the Arabic Empire. Spain was thought to be a backwater of the Arabic Empire. The ruler of Cordoba, Al-Hakam, was eager for the culture of the East to flourish in the Arabic Empire's Wild West. Who was eager for the culture of the East to flourish in the Arabic Empire's Wild West? The ruler of Cordoba, Al-Hakam, was eager for the culture of the East to flourish in the Arabic Empire's Wild West. When Ziryab offered his skills as a court musician, he was welcomed with open arms. What skills did Ziryab offer? Ziryab offered his skills as a court musician. How was he welcomed? He was welcomed with open arms. In Spain, Ziryab became a prosperous member of the upper class. Did Ziryab become a member of the middle class in Spain? No, Ziryab didn't become a member of the middle class in Spain. Ziryab became a member of the upper class in Spain. Throughout his time there, this former slave was responsible for introducing aspects of fashion, hygiene, music, and even culinary customs that we now take for granted. Was he responsible for introducing aspects of fashion, hygiene, and music? Yes, he was responsible for introducing aspects of fashion, hygiene, and music. What else was he responsible for introducing? He was also responsible for introducing aspects of culinary customs. Ziryab set the standard for the three-course meal. What standard did Ziryab set? Ziryab set the standard for the three-course meal. He ate a soup course, followed by a fish or meat course, and then a dessert. Did he eat a soup course, followed by a fish or meat course? Yes, he ate a soup course, followed by a fish or meat course. And then what? And then a dessert. This style of eating became popular in Spain and throughout Europe. Where did this style of eating become popular? This style of eating became popular in Spain and throughout Europe. It is now the dining standard all over the world. Where is it now the dining standard? It is now the dining standard all over the world. Ziryab's clothing and clean-shaven, short-haired appearance were also imitated by many European men. What was imitated by many European men? Ziryab's clothing and clean-shaven, short-haired appearance were imitated by many European men. As was his habit of using an early form of toothpaste he created from scratch. Did he buy the toothpaste in a store? No, he didn't buy the toothpaste in a store. He created the toothpaste from scratch. He was also said to have invented underarm deodorants. What was he also said to have invented? He was also said to have invented underarm deodorants. From humble beginnings, Ziryab helped inspire Spain's golden age. What did Ziryab help inspire? Ziryab helped inspire Spain's golden age. As Cordoba's prestige grew, Ziryab's ideas took root all over Europe and changed history. As Cordoba's prestige grew, where did Ziryab's ideas take root? As Cordoba's prestige grew, Ziryab's ideas took root all over Europe. What did they change? They changed history. The next time you brush your teeth or raise a glass during a three-course meal, don't forget to toast Ziryab, a former slave who made the world a more hygienic and civilized place to live. Who should you not forget to toast? You shouldn't forget to toast Ziryab. Did the former slave make the world a more violent place? No, the former slave didn't make the world a more violent place. The former slave made the world a more hygienic and civilized place to live.